broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. And boy, the phone's already ringing. Wednesday, March the 1st, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour. We're now out of the month of February, which means we did not have a major weather event, winter weather event, in January or February. How about that? And I know what you're saying. Don't brag too much, Scott, because it's going to come in March. We'll find out. 2 weeks left till spring. Well, maybe three, I guess. You know, is that six? Boy, we're going to have to talk about that in just a second. Go ahead, caller.
What about the something good restaurant?
Not something good, but that's a good guess. No something good restaurant. Now, wait a second. 6 more weeks of winter. Now, today would be 4 weeks, or tomorrow will be 4 weeks since Groundhog Day. But 2 more weeks from tomorrow would be what? 14 plus 2, that'd be 16. That'd be March 16th. But yet the first day of spring is March the 21st. So I don't know how that really all works out. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about the Courtesy Inn?
No Courtesy Inn, but that's a good guess.
And there was a Bonanza.
Oh, yes, there was. Bonanza's on the list. You got it.
Okay, that's Carol's.
Hey, sounds good.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
One thing we got to remember, a big name in Marion, a chef of that I highly rated and really a nice fella, he has a scotch and sirloin, Mike Nicolosi.
Oh, absolutely. What a great guy.
Big name in Marion, and I haven't heard from him much anymore, he was a chef of all chefs around Marion in my book, and when he run the scotch and sirloin, buddy, that was all in our age group and below that really favored him a lot. I'm one of them, so I've had to put that in. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, Mike Nicolosi at one point came in and gave, I think he was on the air with me and Marianne Michaels years ago, and he taught us about wine. He was a great connoisseur of wine. I believe he had a wine cellar in his house. Haven't seen Mike Nicolosi, but I'm hope he's doing well. He'd be a good person to have on. Now, okay, we got through another one. Bonanza, there's one local restaurant back. If you're just tuning in, the category is restaurants that are no longer in business here in Marion. Isley's, L&K, Smorgasbord, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Hardee's, White Castle, Ponderosa, Popeyes, Ryan's, Arthur Treacher's, and Bonanza. Still one left on the list. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
The Warehouse?
Not the Warehouse, but that's a good guess. The Warehouse, not on the list. Now, I'm going to tell you, because I'm not really sure if it was a guess or not, but the place on here has already been mentioned. The final restaurant that is no longer in business has already been mentioned, but I'm not sure if it was mentioned as a guess or not. So there you go. And we'll get through this category and on to the next one. Now, the next one, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. But I think all of them are fun, you know? That's the way it goes. Isley's, L&K, Smorgasbord, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Hardee's, White Castle, Ponderosa, Popeyes, Ryan's, Arthur Treacher's, Bonanza. What is the one we're missing? Go ahead, caller.
Was it the one the guy was just talking about, Scotch and Sirloin?
It was the Scotch and Sirloin. Absolutely, Scotch and Sirloin.
Hey, can you remember what that restaurant was up on North Main that was Italian? I've been racking my brain.
North Main, where was it on North Main?
It was north of McDonald's.
North of McDonald's. I'm trying to think.
Cannot think of the name of that place. So we love that.
Is there anything in there right now?
I don't think so.
Trying to think. Well, maybe one of the callers. And I can't think. Yeah.
I wish I could remember the name of that because we really liked it. Will was like Mike Spaghetti, Mike Nicolosi.
Oh, do you know what Mike's doing these days? I haven't seen him for a while.
I have no idea. Now, that was his son that, was it his son that got killed that had that taco plate or that doubles or something or other?
I believe so. I believe so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes, it was the old Scotch and Sirloin. So there is the complete list on that particular category. Restaurants in Marion that are no longer in business. Isley's, L&K, Smorgasbord, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Scotch and Sirloin, Hardee's, White Castle, Ponderosa, Popeye's, Ryan's, Arthur Treacher's, and Bonanza. All right. And so far, for the $10 gift certificate to Del Taco, or the Del Taco Beanie, which we will be giving away here today, we have got Ernie, Trish, Pat, Ted, Ryan, Sarah, Carol, all in the competition. Let's see if we can get some more people in here. All right, now this category has 12. Now, I'm not sure if we'll blow right through this category. I don't really know. Let's see what happens. Okay, here's the category. Places. Now, it can be any place. You know what? I'm going to add one more here on the list because I want more chances for people to get in. Matter of fact, I'm going to add two more. Okay. Well, maybe I'll add three more. You know, now that I'm awake, I can do this. Okay, I think that we'll stop right there because that'll be 15 chances to get in here. Okay, here's the category. Places, businesses. Let's put it that way. Because I find North Main Street here in Marion to be an interesting place. So this is businesses that are or were on North Main Street. How about that? Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. And we've got 15 of them. I think that's what we're ending up with here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street here in Marion. Now, the winner this morning will get a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco, or you will get a Del Taco beanie. And you can pick those up today until noon here at the station. All right, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, my favorite place, Oreo Blizzards. Gotcha, Charlene.
Thank you.
Charlene's in with Dairy Queen. Of course, you know, I don't know if any... Well, there have been others longer. Main Street's a place for long-standing restaurants. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Fiddlesticks.
You know, I did not put Fiddlesticks on here, and Fiddlesticks is one of my... I love Fiddlesticks.
I can't believe you didn't put it on there, Scott.
And I got 15 of them, and it's still not in the 15. What's wrong with that?
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. No Fiddlesticks on the list, but yes, Fiddlesticks was a great place on North Main Street. Dairy Queen so far gets Charlene in here. $10 to Del Taco coming up. Go ahead, caller.
Family Video.
Family Video. That was one of the ones I added late. Got it. Thanks. Charlene gets in again with Family Video. Absolutely was on North Main Street. I don't know what that place is now. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, are you still staying? You said businesses or restaurants.
Yep, could be anything.
Okay, Jim Dugan's.
No Jim Dugan's, but a good guess.
Okay.
No Jim Dugan's on the list here today, but not a bad guess at all. Could be any. North Main Street. Now, remember, not downtown, but North Main Street. You know, I don't know where the technical start to North Main Street is. Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah. I think they're one of the long-standing businesses there. Thanks. McDonald's on the list, of course. So we've got McDonald's. We've got Dairy Queen. We've got Family Video. Still got a lot to go here. businesses that are or were on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
Circle K?
No Circle K on the list. No Circle K on the list today. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
Stewart's?
Stewart's, absolutely. Number two on the list. You got it. Stewart's, number two on the list here today. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. All right, 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about Doubles?
Doubles, one of my favorite best hamburgers on North Main Street, in my opinion.
All right, you got that one on there.
We do. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, well, Ryan's in the competition. I'll tell you, $10 to Del Taco or a Del Taco beanie. Now, you know, I think this is a men or women's beanie, to be honest with you. It's gray. It says Del Taco in white on here. Go ahead, caller.
Jockey Steakhouse.
No Jockey Steakhouse, but another one I left off.
Yep.
Thanks. No Jockey Steakhouse, but another one I left off here this morning. You know, I like doing these Marion ones. I'll have to think up some more of these. 740-383-9944. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. 740-383-9944. Now, we've got two prizes to give away today. $10 to Del Taco or a, what do we have here? $10 to Del Taco or the Del Taco beanie, which I believe is unisex. I think it's male or female. Go ahead, caller.
How about WMRN?
You know, that's not on the list. Should be. That's where I started out. Happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You'll get in here.
When I'm in the car with Brindley, I'm in from 8:30 to 9. I can't call in, else I can't, because you're on my phone
on
the radio.
Oh.
That's why I text.
Well, no, that's no problem at all. I got to glance, like somebody just texted me, and I got to glance over. When I'm in the studio, it's a little more difficult to glance over at the text.
Sorry.
But no. Because, you know, sometimes we go off the air and things like that. I need to know that. But,
I'm glad
she was enjoying it.
We haven't done the pizza or the root beer float yet because we actually haven't been home. We weren't home last weekend, and this has just been kind of a crazy week for us. So
okay.
We'll get there.
You get there and give us a good report back.
I will do that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mary out there today celebrating a happy 30th birthday. All right. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
I had to step out of the office. Did anybody say Smith Cardinal?
Nobody did, and it is on the list. Smith Cardinal, you got it. Smith Cardinal on the list. And you know what's funny? At the top of the hour there, we had our Bob Smith the story about the turkey between the woman's legs. A turkey between the woman's legs at our very own Smith Cardinal. Who knew? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that's what I said. The Smith Cardinal, I called in. Was that already on?
Just got that. But what are the odds that, because that's random, that the top of the hour last hour would have been Bob telling that story about the turkey between the woman's legs?
Well, correct. And you set that up like that, didn't you, Scott?
No, I'm not that good. I wish I would be. I wish I was that good.
Yeah, you are. You can do it if you wanted to. But, it's quite coincidental. So.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah,
you know, when I heard that playing, I thought, wow, what a category we got coming up. And it was, of course, Smith Cardinal. What a fun business that was. Go ahead, caller.
About Ross's.
Oh, gosh, you know, I left off Ross's, and that was one of my favorite places.
Yep.
Best breakfast
I
in town.
Do.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yes, Ross's. Oh, man. Do you remember Ross's? Now, it ended up becoming a Chinese place, I think. But Ross's had the best breakfast. Now, the rest of the day, you know, I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
How about Humpty Dumpty?
No Humpty Dumpty. Good. Now, had you ever been to Ross's?
I probably did, but I don't know.
They had good,
remember.
Good breakfast.
But I thought about Humpty Dumpty's, which is now I think there's a veterans place in there now.
No.
So, okay, that's all I know.
Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Bye.
No Humpty Dumpty on the list here today. All right. Restaurants that are or were on North Main Street. Stewart's, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, Doubles, Smith Cardinal, Family Video, all on the list here today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Ross is Ross Morbid. That was the one Charlie Morbid had the superintendent there at Lincoln Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was his son in 1952, Ross Morbid, that owned that and took over. Him and I played Little League Baseball up in Lincoln Park in 1952. That's when Little League was introduced to Marion. And Ross and I, we were the greater friends, yeah. He had another brother and a sister, Morbids, yep.
Now, what year would you say Ross's went out? Maybe late 80s?
Oh, I suppose somewhere along in there. I can't remember. Remember the guy with the hamburger on it? What was the name of that business that was in there before? They got the... just hold on a minute. I'll ask her. I was in the other room so the radio wouldn't help. What was the name of that restaurant across the street from Mama Dad's?
Ross's had the best breakfast.
Freshers.
Oh, Freshers. That's right, right.
Yeah. And remember they had the hamburger, that statue? That's still up there. Well, I haven't been up there for a long time around Lake Erie, but that was moved from Marion up there to Lake Erie. I saw it up there going up around Marblehead.
Now, when Ross's went out, didn't a Chinese place go in there?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, I couldn't keep up with it after that series of not there anymore and moving in and moving out. Man, it just boggled my mind about Marion. Everything just happened just in the last 25, 35 years. You know, just completely changed. Live here all my life and couldn't even say, well, what's this or what's that anymore?
I know. Can't go down to Ross's and get a good breakfast.
Yeah. Hey, and another one, if I'm right on here, and then I'm going to stay off for a while. There was a place right out there where AT&T is, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, there on the corner, there was a little place that had a breakfast there, and it was all just brand new oak tables in there, and Dine and something, Breakfast and Dine or something like that.
I know what you're talking about. I can't, it wasn't in there very long, was it?
No, and I don't know how that thing went out of business, Scott. Man, I mean, so Carol and I messed around over around Mansfield one day, and I saw another one. That must have been evidently was a chain. And they had one over there, and we'd make a special trip over there a few years back that we'd dine over there, breakfast over there. They had those little square hash browns, and boy, was they put out a good thing. But I can't see how some of this stuff that was good, Marion, moved out. I don't know.
It's a shame.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye bye. Yeah, you know what? And I just added another one because you know what? We want chances to win for people, and that sprung something in my head. So I've added another business that once was or once will be on North Main. Go ahead, caller.
Race Motors.
No Race Motors. No Race Motors on the list, but not a bad guess at all. Let's see. We've got Stewart's, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, Doubles, Smith Cardinal, Family Video. But there's still a bunch on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, plenty. There's plenty. Go ahead, caller.
I had to step out of the office again. It may say Nichols Bakery.
You know, nobody said Nichols, and I didn't put that. But that was a long-standing one there on
it
North.
It was. Bay.
Yeah. Boy, I miss those little cakes that they had there.
I know. I miss the cream horns. Gosh, they were so good.
Oh, the cream horns. Delicious. Hey, thanks.
Yes.
That is a good memory. The old Nichols Bakery there on North Main. Oh, I'm being told, Ted, the Rise and Dine. Now, see, I looked over at the computer. Rise and Dine. Abby's out there listening. Rise and Dine. Now, I know Abby wants that $10 from Del Taco, or this beanie, this Del Taco beanie. She could call in and get in on the competition. She knows something on North Main. Go ahead, caller.
What about Wyandotte?
Oh, you know Wyandotte? Not on the list, but a good guess. Wyandotte, big business there on North Main. But Rise and Dine, I think, is what we were talking about. And Abby remembered that. Now, she could call in and guess a restaurant here on North Main, and she might win this Del Taco beanie. Or $10 to Del Taco. Go ahead, caller.
The Clark Station.
That's a good one, too. Not on the list. Clark Station, not on the list. You know, I have a bad... has nothing to do with the Clark Station. But I have an experience with that Clark Station that I'm not going to get into. Go ahead, caller.
Nationwide?
No Nationwide. No Nationwide on the list. Boy, you know, there were so many businesses that were once or are on North Main Street. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say Family Dollar?
Nobody said Family Dollar, but that is on the list. Got it. Family Dollar, of course, still over there. Family Dollar's been there for a long time now. Probably 30 years on North Main Street. You know, I'm thinking of tons of places. Oh, my. I'm going to add another one. Because I want more chances for people to win here. Another one just sprung to my mind. Go ahead, caller.
General Fry's.
Let's see here. Yes, General Fry's is on the list. Thank you.
Okay.
General Fry's is on the list. Absolutely. So now we've got Stewart's, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, General Fry's, Doubles, Smith Cardinal, Family Video, Family Dollar. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, I think this gets in on North Main Street like you asked about where it started. I think it started at Center Street and Main, but that's the center of town there, you know. So I said Jim Dugan's, but how about the old famous Red Apple?
You know what? That's one that I added. Red Apple, which was stampeded by an elephant.
Yeah, well, I think, by golly, if the truth's known, I think Charlie Evers buried that elephant over there along the Big Four railroad track.
He might have got the shovel out when it was done and buried that.
I think we ought to give him credit for that also, yeah.
You know, why not? Why not?
Red Apple.
Red Apple. Thanks, Ted. Yes, the old Red Apple restaurant. Now, I can't remember if... I know we had some paperwork on this at one point, that it was the Red Apple was either trampled. Was it the Red Apple boarding house was trampled? I can't remember. Go ahead, caller.
What about the courthouse?
Not the courthouse. Good guess, though. See, I'm not sure if the courthouse is considered North Main Street. Because I think North Main Street starts... Well, I don't know. It might be. We'll have to get some geographers out. Go ahead, caller.
Rallies?
Rallies, absolutely on the list. Thank you. Rallies is absolutely on the list. Still over there doing a business on North Main Street. So what do we got? Subway? No. We got Stewart's. Stewart's, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, General Fry's, Rallies, Red Apple, Doubles. Go ahead, caller.
Dollar General.
Dollar General. Absolutely got it. Dollar General, of course, on the list. The other dollar store over on North Main Street. So we got Stewart's, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, General Fry's, Rallies, Red Apple, Doubles, Smith Cardinal, Family Video, Family Dollar, Dollar General. Go ahead, caller.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell absolutely is over there now. Got it. We're knocking them dead now. Taco Bell. Absolutely. Stewart's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, General Fry's, Rallies, Red Apple. Go ahead, caller.
Did the Keg and Vine make this lift?
It did. You know, where is North Main Street? Where does it start?
At the end of South Main Street.
Where is that? See, I think it starts at, I would have to say it starts after the railroad tracks.
That sounds reasonable.
Because I think all the other things are considered downtown. Anything on Center Street, like the courthouse, I think that's downtown. So I don't think that's north or south. I don't know.
We'll have to give this a lot of thought.
We'll have to get the mayor back on and see what he thinks about all this.
I've got a super pizza planned for...
St. Patrick's?
St. Patrick's.
Well, what do we got coming here in 17?
I can't tell you.
Can't reveal.
But, but you will love it.
Oh, it's going to be St. Patrick's Day surprise pizza.
It's right up your alley.
I'm ready.
All right.
Well, a surprise pizza, luck of the Irish, on St. Patrick's Day. All right. Businesses that were, was, is on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
Colonial Coin.
No Colonial Coin on the list.
Yeah, the courthouse has an address of 100 North Main.
So that is considered North Main.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be. But
no, I wonder where they consider North Main to start. Maybe it is
Center. I don't know.
Maybe it's Center
Street. I always thought it was up over the railroad track.
Yeah, it must be North. It must be Center. That must be the center of town.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. That must be what they consider North Main Street. Probably Center Street. That's probably right. They probably consider that the center of town. All right. Businesses that were, are, was on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
North is always separated by Center Street. Center Street separates north from south, and Main Street separates east from west.
Well, you know what confuses me about that is that the courthouse always says it's downtown. Now,
well, it's downtown, but it's legally north of the of center.
Well, I guess my question would be, where does downtown end? Where can you not call yourself downtown anymore?
Probably past the railroad track.
Must be. It must be that neck of the woods.
Now, what about Streetwise Motors?
No Streetwise Motors, but that's a good guess.
Okay. Oh, Pop Wiley's.
No Pop Wiley's on the list.
Okay.
No Streetwise and no Pop Wiley's on the list. All right. Well, we're still rolling along here. Got about 18 minutes before we're going to do the drawing here for the Del Taco stuff. All right, go ahead, caller.
Shirts and stuff.
No shirts and stuff on the list. No shirts and stuff on the list here this morning. We got a lot of people in this morning. I like this. We've got Ernie and Trish and Pat and Ted and Ryan and Charlene and Carol and Sarah. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, wasn't Arthur Creatures, was that on North Main?
You know, I don't know if I don't remember. It's not on the list, but it might have been.
Yeah, but you know, mailing address anyway, it's like she said, Center Street and Main Street divide east and west and north and south.
It must be, but so would you say downtown ends at the tracks?
Downtown is just sort of a generic, you know, type thing.
I think that's right. You just say you're downtown and
right.
Go along with it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Sure.
Yeah, downtown, it's hard to, you know, it's just like the day we had the conversation, downtown versus uptown. Does anybody really know? Probably not. Go ahead, caller.
The Busy Bees Flower Shop.
You know, I passed by that the other day. I was thinking, is that still in business? It's not in business, is it?
No, it's been out for a long time. Oh. I remember I was going out of town.
Yep, Busy Bee.
That one restaurant that you guys were talking about, that had a good breakfast, it did turn into like the Golden Palace or something, I remember, Chinese.
Yeah, Ross's. I'm pretty sure it became a Chinese place. Yeah.
Yep, that's correct. All righty, I just wanted to throw Busy Bees in there.
Hey, it was there. Thank you.
Yep.
Busy Bees absolutely was there. Now, was it the Rise and Dine? Now, Abby said it was the Rise and Dine. I think that's right. The restaurant Ted Jolliffe and I were talking about here. Go ahead, caller.
Rental King.
No Rental King on the list. No Rental King on the list here today. Boy, I tell you, now, this is a morning I like. A lot of calls, a lot of guesses, a lot of history. This is what you want. Go ahead, caller.
Well, on North Main Street, how about the famous Coca-Cola plant?
No Coca-Cola plant, but what was it, the Rise and Dine we were talking about?
Yeah, that's it, Rise and Dine. Oh, man, I tell you, they had the oak tables, and I mean, it was a really nice place. I could not believe that ever went out.
Isn't that amazing? Abby, this morning, you know, sometimes she's a little slow in the morning, but she got it.
Yeah, Rise and Dine or Rise and Shine. Boy, you're always can go in there and eat for a dime.
Hey, there you go. Thanks. And it's a beautiful morning out there this morning. All right. About 16 minutes, we're going to do our drawing here. $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie. Separate entrance. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about A&P or Big Bear?
You know, neither one on the list, but good guesses. No A&P or Big Bear on the list here today. What do we got left here? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 left. Does anybody know what 5 answers we have left? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Long John Silver used to be on North Main.
It did. That's on the list. Long John Silver's. Long John Silver's was on North Main Street. Absolutely. 740-383-9944. Well, we're down to 4. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Wow, the final 4. Hey, that's coming up this month. College basketball. Go ahead, caller.
Well, since I work for Short Ford used to be up there on North Main and George on the corner there. There was a golf station across there. I can't think of the brothers that had the golf station there. Either one of those? Either?
Not either or either, but good guesses.
And Shivington's Motor Place was right there. That was a famous place. And then you talk about the pizza man down in Columbus on St. Patrick's Day. Well, right across there, the little alley right there, there was a place called Drake's Tavern. And he must have been Catholic because he always had shamrocks and he had green beer in there and everything. But the body shop where I worked was right across the alley from there. So I used to go in there on St. Patrick's Day. And, oh, he had the best sirloin or the Salisbury steak that it was really good. I missed all of those, but them was back. They were back in the 50s and 60s and stuff. So thanks, Scott.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. We're down to 3. Is it 3 left on the... No, the final 4. We still got the final 4 here. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
My work people are saying Peasy's Tattoo.
You know, I've never been there. No, not on the list, but a good guess.
Dang it.
Peasy's Tattoo? I think there's a group of 17, we were told, there listening in that office. They're going to town this morning, trying to get these final 4 answers. They're going to have a hard time splitting that Del Taco $10 17 ways. Go ahead, caller.
Victor's and Doubles.
We already have Doubles, but we got Victor's now. Victor's is on the list. You got it.
What is that donut shop? Dixie Cream or...
No Dixie Cream on the list, but a good guess. No Dixie Cream on the list, but Victor's Tacos. Nobody said Victor's Tacos. Absolutely down on North Main Street. Still have 3 left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the lady just said Long John Silver's, but what about Carnivelli's?
Oh, you know, Carnivelli's. That was a good pizza place.
That was in where Long John's was.
Yeah, they've closed, haven't they?
Yeah, they closed up about 3 years ago, but it was good pizza.
Good salads
there,
too.
A long time.
Good salads there, too. They had good food. They did.
All right.
Not on the list, but a good guess. Carnivelli's. You know, I was trying to think of that this morning. When I put down Long John Silver's, I was trying to think of what took over that business. It was Carnivelli's. Good business. 3 left on the list. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
The Stay In.
No Stay In on the list. Boy, and I'll tell you, the Stay In has been down there for quite a while. I think that's still open. Last I knew. The old Stay In. 740-383-9944. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. Still have 3. How about that? We've got, what do we have here? Long John Silver's, Stewart's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, General Fry's, Red Apple, Rallies, Doubles, Smith Cardinal, Family Video, Family Dollar, Dollar General, Victor's Tacos. Go ahead, caller.
Todd's Auto Sales.
Not Todd's Auto Sales. Not Todd's Auto Sales. Got about 10 minutes left before we're going to do the big drawing here today. Still three answers left on the list. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
The Door Guys.
No Door Guys. Boy, you know, all the years that I hosted Quickie Quiz on WMRN, we had to bring up the Door Guys every day. They were a, what was it, a free inspection from the Door Guys? 740-383-9944. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
WMRN and the TV station 39.
Neither one of those, but good guesses. No WMRN or TV station 39 on the list here today. Three businesses. Boy, are we going to get them. We only got about 10 minutes left in the program here today. Go ahead, caller.
Dr. Conser.
Not Dr. Conser. No Dr. Conser on the list here today. Boy, oh boy. $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie on the list. Or on the chopping block today. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Charlie Evers, old sponsor of the Faye Bank.
You know, that's a good one, too. No Faye Bank, but a good guess.
Okay.
No Fahey Bank on the list here today. Three left to go. And I guess Fahey Bank would be considered North Main Street if the if Center Street's the cutoff. All right. Three left to go. Three businesses that are or were on North Main Street. 740-383-9944. Ernie, Trish, Pat, Ted, Ryan, Charlene, Carol, all in the competition. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
JTW Auto used to be up there.
Not JTW Auto. Not JTW Auto. What are these three businesses that we're having trouble stumbling upon here today that are or were on North Main Street? Go ahead, caller.
Snow's Racket Store.
Not Snow's Racket Store. Not Snow's Racket Store, but not a bad guess at all. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. One, two, three left on the list. My goodness. All out of my brain this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Sunray Auto Detailing.
Nope, good guess. No Sunray Auto Detailing. Well, these definitely all were on, or are, on North Main Street. I'll say that. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to go way back and say the Humpty Dumpty.
Not the Humpty Dumpty, good guess.
I'm talking about Mike Nicolosi.
Oh, Mike. What, do you know what Mike's doing now?
No, I don't. I haven't seen or heard anything about him for a while.
Yeah, I'll have to catch up with him. He's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
Yep, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Mike Nicolosi, definitely a good guy. All right, 51 minutes past the hour here. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. You know, I did give away one of the answers earlier, and I don't think anybody caught it, because nobody's called back in and guessed it. Go ahead, caller.
Is that the Catholic Church?
Not the Catholic Church. Not the Catholic Church. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. Now, I'll tell you this as we're getting down to the last 8 minutes here. One of these businesses is still there, and the other two are no longer there. How about that? One's still there, the other two are not. Go ahead, caller.
Marion Auto.
Not Marion Auto. Good guess. Not Marion Auto, but it was there for a long time, that's for sure. One of these businesses is still on North Main Street, and the other two are not. Go ahead.
Well, I found out the history on Marion you're only 42, so that leaves you an excuse of knowing the old ones. But Wilhelms was right there by the tracks, a paint place well known in Marion all over. Yeah, Wilhelms paint place.
No Wilhelm, but a good guess.
Yeah, okay.
Good guess on the history of Marion there. No Wilhelms on the list. Well, as I say, one of these is still in business. The other two, not. All right, go ahead, caller.
Brad's Bookstore.
Not Brad's Bookstore. No Brad's Bookstore on the list. Well, okay, how about this? All three of these places have to do with food. How about that? Because we've only got about 5 minutes left here before we're going to do our drawing. All these places have to do with food. One is still in business, and the other two are not. Okay, so who's got that? Businesses on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was going to say the Hull's Lock Shop, but you said it's got to do with food.
All three of them, all three of them had to do with food. All three of them had to do with food. Two are no longer in business, and one of them is still in business over on North Main Street. Stewart's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, General Fry's, Rally's, Red Apple, Doubles, Smith Cardinal, Family Video, Family Dollar, Dollar General, Victor's Tacos. Still three left to go. What are they? They all have to do with food. And one is still there, two are not. North Main, go ahead, caller.
Subway.
What's that?
Subway.
Subway, absolutely. That's the one still in business. You got it. That's the one I gave away earlier. I think I said Subway when I was going down the list. But, you know, it's hard to keep these things straight. Subway. Absolutely, over on North Main Street. Okay, two left to go. Neither one's in business anymore, but they have to do with food. Go ahead, caller.
Subway.
Subway, you got it.
I heard you.
Did you hear me give it away? Nobody ever called in.
Because you said Subway, and then you went, oh, no, Stuart.
Well, yeah, no was, boy, I'm an idiot. I can't believe I just said that. Thanks.
Okay.
Yes, Subway. Absolutely on the list here. All right. Two left. Two places that have to do with food that used to be on North Main Street. What? I guess I covered that Subway screw up pretty good. How about this? One's a restaurant. Well, I consider fast food a restaurant. One was kind of a fast food place, and the other, I think you'd probably consider a grocery store. Do you know what those are? Kind of a different kind of a grocery store, I guess is what we would say. Businesses that are or were on North Main Street. We've got Marion here, Ted, Ryan, Trish, Charlene, Carol, Sarah. I don't know what happened to Sarah. Pat, Ted, Ernie, Ryan. Now remember, you can pick up your gift today till noon here at the studio because Linda will be doing her program 10 to 12, and then Adam the computer guy will be on from 12 to 1. We still have a couple minutes here before we're going to do the drawing. $10 to Del Taco. Does anybody know what these two businesses were? One was a fast food type of place, and the other was kind of a grocery store on North Main Street. Neither still in business today. 740-383-9944. But I'll tell you this, both of the buildings are still over there. I don't know if they have, well, yeah, there are, well, I don't know. Two different places, I can't, one of the buildings I'm sure is still being used. The other building, I don't know. I really don't know if it's being used or not. Businesses that used to be on North Main Street. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Does anybody know? Coming down to the final minute here, and we're going to do our drawing. And remember, you can come up here and get your Del Taco beanie if you win that. Or your $10 gift certificate to Del Taco. That will also be available here till noon today. How about that? Okay, boy, I tell you, we must have stumped everybody. 740-383-9944. Businesses that were or are on North Main Street. Well, I guess really we're down to the were on North Main Street at this particular point. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? About, well, 30 seconds. We're going to do our drawing here. Well, let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Banana.
What's that?
The Big Banana.
Big Banana. You've got it. Thanks. Big Banana. Absolutely. Now we're down to one. Does anybody have the final answer? We got the old Big Banana there. That was, I think that was a grocery store, wasn't it? Good produce at the old Big Banana. One left. Fast food place that was on North Main Street. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I heard you talk about it on the air there, Big Banana.
Big Banana, you got it.
Okay.
Thank you, Big Banana, absolutely. All right. We got Jeannie in the competition, Trish, Ernie, Pat, Ted, Carol, Mary, Ryan, Charlene. One answer left. Well, I don't know if we're going to get it today. Okay, let's do the drawing here. Let me shuffle these up here this morning. What do we got? Okay, four. Now remember, you'll be able to pick these up through 10 o'clock. Oh no, did I lose the gift? No, there's the gift card. Okay, for the Del Taco Beanie, the Del Taco Beanie goes to, as we shake it up here, this goes to Ryan. Ryan, you've got the Del Taco Beanie here, and you can pick this up till noon today. So I'm going to set this over here. Ryan, Del Taco Beanie. Now the $10 to Del Taco goes to, shake them up here again, the $10 to Del Taco, shake it up nice and good here, goes to Pat. All right, Pat, you got the $10 to Del Taco. There you go. Pat, 10 to Del Taco. Ryan, Del Taco Beanie. You can put this thing on and tell me how it looks. All right, I'll be back tomorrow pretty much doing the same thing, so tune back in. You can pick these up till noon today here at the studio. Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Linda Sims coming up next.
I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that nobody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair. You don't jump